Hello there. Do you remember how much the Shunammite woman loved her son? Well, one hot summer day, he went out into the field to watch the harvest. But the sun was too hot for him, and he had a sunstroke. Before the morning was over, the boy was dead. His mother took him up to Elisha's room and laid the limp little body on Elisha's bed and rushed off to get Elisha. Not once did she admit to anyone that she had a problem, but when she found Elisha, she poured out her heart.
Oh, man of God, when you told me I was to have a son, didn't I tell you not to raise my hopes? My son lies on your bed. I will not leave unless you come with me.
Gehazi, run quickly and place my staff on the boy's face, and then we will follow.
And when Gehazi put Elisha's staff on the boy's face, he didn't answer when he was talked to. And when Elisha arrived, he shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he got on the bed and lay upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands, and the boy's body grew warm. Elisha prayed again and laid again upon the boy, and guess what happened?
Achoo.
The boy sneezed Achoo. Seven times.
Achoo. 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 Achoo.
Hello, Elisha. Where's my mother?
Gehazi, call his mother. God has given the boy life again.
And God is still giving new life to people today, to everyone who believes in his son, Jesus. The Bible says that unless we have Jesus in our hearts, we're all dead because of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're born this way because of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, who disobeyed God. Jesus died on the cross in our place and took our punishment and died for each one of us. That's because he loves you and wanted to save you from death. When we're sorry for our wrongdoings and ask God to forgive us and invite his son, Jesus, into our lives, he promises to make us children in his family, the family of God. God wants to give you everlasting life. Just ask him today, and Jesus will come into your life and give you a new, clean heart and his gift of everlasting life.